And now it's time to chain fire freedom with Clover Tack Talk. Here's your host, Chris Dover.
Welcome back, crew, to the Clover Tack Podcast. Today's podcast is going to be a short one. I just wanted to make some announcements and make you guys aware of a few things going on, a few new things going on with Clover Tack. Before we get to that, I want to invite you to check out clovertack.com. There on clovertack.com, you can contact us through that website, as well as reach us through our various social media links there. You can check out podcasts and our CloverTack YouTube channel. You can check out the CloverTack Thoughts blog. And you can also shop a number of affiliates and sponsors and advertisers there to help out the channel. Now, the first thing I would like to mention is probably, in my mind anyway, is the most important, and that is my ability here on the Clover Tack Talk podcast to interview guests. And that requires a little rig that I've got set up with a microphone and stuff that attaches to my cell phone, and I'm able to make calls or receive calls to those guests, and we can do that with them in remote locations, which works out great. Had an issue happen over the weekend where one of the adapters I was using for that got all wonky, for lack of a better term, on me, and I do not have the parts to fix that, or at least I did not. Hopefully they'll be in soon. Radio Shack here locally, and I'm sure across the country, if you have Radio Shacks or had Radio Shacks in your neighborhood, you've probably seen them shut down and go out of business. And so I had to get online and try to find places to order the parts I need. So as soon as those get back in, as soon as those parts get in, I'll be able to build the adapters I need to once again get that rig working and then be able to do those podcast interviews. I enjoy doing those. I think that the guests I have on enjoy them, and I hope that the listeners out there, you guys, the Clover Tack crew, enjoys those as well. As far as new things happening with Clover Tack, over on clovertack.com, hopefully here fairly soon, the link is in place now. If you click on Shop Now, which you're probably used to seeing all of the different sponsors and advertisers and affiliates and whatnot with us there. You will notice a couple of things. You'll notice an addition, which is put there because of Foam Action Sports. And we recently did a very interesting torture test and review on their Foam Action Sports rest. Hopefully we can get them on the show here before too long once I get that podcast rig fixed. But anyway, they're supposed to be setting us up, and I say us because I'm including you guys, the Clover Tack crew, up with a discount code. So that'll be pretty awesome, and I will make sure that I get that announced to everybody. So when you go through the clovertack.com site there, and place your order and use that code, you can save a little bit of money on those rests. And if you haven't checked out that video, hop over on the Clover Tack YouTube channel. Again, you can get the links right there on clovertack.com, or just do a search on YouTube for Clover Tack and check that rest out, because it certainly did impress me, and I think that it will impress a lot of people with the amount of torture that thing did take. Another thing that's happening there on the website, if you click on Shop Now, is you will notice that the very first one under the menu there is the Clover Tack Store. And that's something new that we're working on. I'm working on some shirt designs and some different things for the Clover Tack crew out there. It'll also contain stuff for Eton, the East Texas Outdoor Network. So I've got some shirts ordered from that company honestly, I would advise you not to buy a shirt right now. I just kind of want to let you know that is coming. Once I get the shirts I have ordered from there in and sort of check out the quality and everything, then I will either find another company if the quality is bad, or I will let you know that we are go for launch on the CloverTac branded merchandise there. The reason that I went with that particular company was cost. I checked into a lot of apparel companies that do the one-off order type system like that, and most of them were really expensive, and I just couldn't see you guys out there. You know, I figured $15 or so plus tax and shipping for a single-sided shirt, let's say single-sided t-shirt, is about fair, but a lot of the companies that I looked into wanted, you know, $22, $23 plus tax plus shipping for a single-sided shirt, and I just, you know, I'm looking for a value for you guys. And so when we get those in, we'll see what kind of quality they are. I know that you get what you pay for, and that may certainly be the case, and we may have to switch companies, but it's something to look forward to. Now, speaking of Eton with the shirts, we were finally approved after we went round and round with Apple. So we've got the upgraded apps in the both app stores now, the Google and the iTunes app store, Apple app store. So now we're finishing up with the final upgrades and tweaks that need to take place there on the website, and then all that will be back up and kicking and running like it normally would. I don't know that a lot of people have been affected by it. Everything seems to be rolling along just as well as it always has there, even though we have been waiting on that app upgrade and some other different upgrades. We put a few safety measures in place to try to keep people content and keep people happy while that is going on. Now, and probably the biggest news is a couple of new shows. I've mentioned to you guys about GunChannels.com and their own GunChannels.com. It's pretty awesome because of all of the different creators that are there, the ability to interact, the show scheduling. It's almost like an outdoor channel, an outdoor cable access channel, so to speak. And it's free to join. They have different levels of membership where you can pay, but for, you know, your random member, it is free to join there. So you can join, watch, listen, chat, interact, and do a lot of different things there on GunChannels.com. And so CloverTac has sort of partnered with them to start a couple of new shows over there through GunChannels.com. Now, as you know, we have our Firearms Friday, the CloverTac Firearms Friday show, which happens live every Friday at 9 Central. And that is more or less just a viewer-driven, free-for-all type show. Over there on Gun Channels, they are helping us to present and host a show every Wednesday at 7 Central. That show is called The Next Generation. And it's called The Next Generation because we'll be talking about what is sort of my forte, and that is youth shooting sports, youth shooting, youth hunting, when you're dealing with any type of a youth type activity. And the most recent show, the first show, has happened. The premiere, I guess you would say, has already happened, and we discussed, you know, best first rifle, and we discussed making sure that the kiddos are, you know, have good hearing protection, and a few other topics on there. It was a pretty decent show, so the next one is poised to be a pretty good show as well, and I think that we will do pretty good. Again, that's Wednesday, every Wednesday at 7 Central, and you can get that through the CloverTac YouTube channel, and it's also simulcast there on GunChannels.com with the chat and everything there on Gun Channels as well, so you can watch it and interact from either place. And then the next new show that we were we have worked with GunChannels.com on is an after-hours show. And this one is sort of unique. It will happen at 10 o'clock. At least I think it is 10 o'clock. I will have to double-check the show notes on that. Give me 1 second while I do that. Hopefully there won't be just a whole lot of dead air while I'm doing it. Yes, that is going to be every Thursday at 10 o'clock Central Time. And it's basically GunChannels.com after hours. And that show is going to be sort of viewer-driven as well. And what we're going to talk about is everything firearm-related when it comes to media. So that's firearm-related media, be it a website, a forum, a blog, a podcast like here on CloverTac, maybe a YouTube channel, Facebook groups. The sky is sort of the limit on what can be talked about there on After Hours, and we'll go through and we'll look at some cool videos and we'll talk about some terrible videos, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of great discussion that comes out of Gun Channels After Hours there, hosted by CloverTac. So that's pretty much what I wanted to let you guys in on. I won't take up any more of your time today except to mention CloverTac.com again. Be sure to jump over there and check that out. And also GunChannels.com. Don't forget to check those guys out as well. And as soon as I get the podcast gear, my podcast rig rather, up and running, we will have some guests back on the show. So we should see you regardless Tuesday on the podcast release then. If we don't see you on a live stream or YouTube video before then, have a good day. Thank you for listening.